Hey, happy day. 5% of the population of the entire planet is in the United States of America, and the rest of the planet spends 100% of their time, all those humanoids, there certainly does feel like it, talking about and worrying about what's going on in America. Oh, and I'm one of them. I'm worn out. I'm exhausted. I'm not going to talk American politics today. I'm only going to talk to you about Canada. So stick with me. Things to ponder. Life is like a helicopter, right? I don't know how to operate a helicopter. I'm on standby. Blaine Culkins, he's a Conservative member of Parliament for Red Deer, Lacombe in Alberta, Canada, and recently he was talking about the effect of Liberal policies on things like oil extraction in his province, and the federal government, he says, hasn't done anything for farmers, oil producers, and so on. And he went on to say, Mr. Speaker, why doesn't the Prime mistake? It's me. He said, Prime Minister, just show the West what he truly thinks of us. Just show us, right? And he made a gesture with his hand. You're doing some sign language, some talking, like, you know, that kind of stuff. And later, somebody said, give us an apology. And he did. He said, okay, I'll apologize. Blaine, what are you doing? I've shot guns with you in Las Vegas, Nevada. Son of a gun, you don't do that. That's a sign of weakness. Do it again. Tell them, use sign language again, and don't back up. That backing up stuff, I mean, come on. That kind of means that you think that the whole thing is reversed, that he's not giving the West the finger? He is. He is. I mean, look what he's done to Alberta. Last I heard, there's upwards to 400,000 people out of work. I was in Calgary not long ago. Downtown is like a ghost town. Entire buildings empty. People can't find jobs. And this guy, I mean, now he's out planting trees. He said a couple of years ago, I'm going to plant 2 billion trees. Not in Alberta, everywhere but, I think, all around the country, because he wants to help the environment, okay? It's all about carbon, and it's not about planting more trees. He can go out and create another 2x4. Somebody should take that and smack him over their behind, right? I mean, and then you got guys like Blaine that says, hey, I'm sorry that I spoke badly about you. I'll never apologize, I can tell you that. I mean, back to these trees, Canada now does plant 600 million trees a year, each and every year, at the present time, as said. And these are in addition, 2 billion trees. Let's cover the earth. Well, I got a great idea, prime mistake. Get a big bag, fill it up with seeds, and you cover the country. Walk around and throw seeds around. When all 2 billion trees are planted, come on back. Until then, please stay away so we can have a good country. That would be good. In Canada, the Auditor General says, I need more money. I need an additional $31 million in addition to what I already have, which is almost $90 million a year, plus I get over $6 million a year for other extra costs, whatever that is, and I need more money and more money. You know why? I have to audit the government's performance. I think we do that when we vote, don't we? Or we're supposed to, at least, audit the performance. And then she goes on to say, in particular, I need to audit the government's response to the pandemic. I can do that for free, right? They're dumb. Send me a little form letter and I'll fill it in for you and I'll send you an invoice. And the invoice will say nothing because I'll do it for free. And the pandemic, is that a concern? You know what? Government, I think their tests are inaccurate anyway. So I have a COVID test. You smell wine. If you can smell wine, then you don't have COVID. Pretty basic stuff. Be sure to drink the wine. If you can taste the wine, you don't have COVID. COVID is deadly. Close to 0.5% of those with COVID don't recover. Okay. Accordingly, I encourage you to take the Brian COVID test. Smell often, drink more often, and I saved your life. You're welcome. The Liberal government in Canada is still talking about Canada. No American stuff today, remember. They have more than 1.2 million immigrants that they say they're going to bring into Canada over the course of the next 3 years. You know, all of you white Canadians, take note of this. I know that everyone I speak to across the land isn't prejudiced. No one cares about color, but it's a culture that comes with it. And the prime mistake is doing that. He hates white people. So he's bringing in 1.2 million people. A whole bunch of Canadians, particularly little white boys and girls, they can't get work. They can't get a job. And he's bringing in more people. That's like having 10 kids that live with you and you can't get them work. You can't even feed them. What do? You're so responsible. You go out and you adopt more children. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to dilute the color thing. That's his first interest. They won't take you into the army, the military, generally speaking, and other places, government agencies, unless you're a different color. White people don't apply. And he's bringing, will the 1.2 million be white? No. Where are they coming from? Not white countries. And the white people, though, in most cases, have to support them. This ain't coming from me. I'm just the voice. This is coming from people that I've spoken to across the land. And they're upset about it. But they whisper because they're all scared now, because they don't want anyone to say, you're a racist. I said, but you're not. Why don't you just talk up? I mean, it's not the color you're worried about, it's the culture. And you're adopting more kids when you can't feed your own. Ah, okay. Ending today now. The U.S. thing we're not talking about, because that'd be a depressing thing. Canada, are you depressed now? Lighten up. Here it comes. Marriage counselor, your wife says you never buy her flowers. Is that true? Him. Well, to be honest, I never knew that she sold flowers. Hey, I'll come back. See ya.